Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Monday, it's 420. Of course, a lot of people do take the day off today to celebrate 420 and then go back to work tomorrow for surprise drug test day.
Woo! This is the Big 40 and 2 podcast from Sophie and Now they start talking.
So I want to know how you guys would react to the thing that I was told yesterday.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So I play rec league hockey in Antioch, and I'm one of the older guys there, and most of the guys there are like 20s, 30s tops. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm just the old slow guy. So I'm on the bench, and one of my teammates is sitting next to me, and I would say late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, while we're watching the game and, you know, we're sweating there, drinking water, he says, I don't know quite how to say this, but my mom's a big fan of yours.
I would say take that as it is. It's a wonderful compliment.
Yeah.
I did. Yeah. I said, I appreciate that. I was a big fan of your mom last night.
Well, yeah, because it's a hockey game and you have to say
it's
those kind
hockey.
Of things.
Yeah. But it's weird to be having a teammate whose mom is a big fan.
How did that land?
There was a long pause on my part. I'm like, I'm not sure how to take that, but I'll take it. It's good. It's really good.
I love meeting somebody who's like 30 now, and they're saying, you know, like, oh yeah, I used to listen to you guys on the school bus in the morning
when I was on the way to daycare.
Yeah.
I was one of those people.
All right, Adam, see, there you go.
Adam has come full
circle.
I'm
so sorry.
He was in the playpen listening, and now he's in our playpen.
I know.
All right, just to make us feel even worse.
Yes.
Adam, tell us a memory of listening when you were young. Give us specifics. Where were you? What was going on? Time of day?
So I would get up in the morning, get ready for school.
Mm-hmm.
I was about 16, roughly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So probably like a freshman, something like that.
Yeah. So I'd get ready. I'd turn the radio on, start listening. The prank call were my favorite.
Oh,
I loved.
Yeah,
phone scams.
Yeah.
Those were my favorite.
Sadly, we can't do those anymore.
I know.
Because
I'm so
of call
sad
ID
about it.
And how many people don't answer the phone if it's an unknown number anyway?
And let's not ignore the one thing our parent company said, lawsuits.
Yeah. Yeah, they actually changed the rules where you're supposed to tell people in advance if you're going to be recording them.
See, that's just, no.
Mrs. Johnson, this is Woody from the radio. I'm going to call you in about 5 minutes and pretend to be somebody else and say some really stupid things. Are you okay with that? Okay, all right.
Give me permission to record.
Okay,
forget this conversation
this
ever
happened.
This
is why we can't have fun anymore.
They took all the fun away.
I loved all of that.
This is why we can't have nice things anymore. As we're going to have a Woody and Jim joke-off, if you're not familiar with the rules, we tell terrible, bad jokes, dad jokes back and forth. First person to laugh loses.
Woody and I will try not to laugh. And it might not be hard.
Yes.
All right, let's do something special this week.
Okay.
Give your worst joke for the joke off.
All right, get that out of the way first.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Because you just know then it's only going to get better, hopefully.
Maybe.
Yeah. Better is a very, very, complimentary term. All right. Want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay. Here's the worst one. Jim, yesterday, ducks attacked my dog at the dog park. Mm. It's my own fault. He is a purebred. Adam liked that one.
What do you call a sheep that can sing and dance?
Mm.
Lady Baba.
Oh. Okay, those are the worst ones. They're out of the way now.
Hopefully it's now, getting better.
Now all up from here.
It's all going to be gold from now on.
Not making that promise.
Jim, you know, running at my age is a great way to meet people. Yesterday, I met two paramedics, two nurses, and almost Jesus.
The Jesus part almost got me.
Almost Jesus.
I'm having a garage sale this weekend.
Mm.
So if you've ever let me borrow something, don't come.
You can buy it back. Jim, what is green, fuzzy, has four legs, and would kill you if it landed on you when it fell out of a tree?
I don't know.
A pool table. That was so awful.
That was terrible.
That was awful. That was awful.
Someone ripped the fifth month out of my new calendar.
Mm.
I'm dismayed.
Dismayed.
Oh, well, yeah.
Gotta be my. Jim, my obese parrot has died. Although I have to admit, it's quite a weight off my shoulder.
No. No good.
Don't you like fat bird jokes?
No.
Woody, what's an electrician's favorite song?
Hmm.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more.
That was close.
You didn't lead with that one, really? The worst jokes?
That enough was, of the commentary.
That's right. Editorializing. Jim, I used to date a woman who had one leg that was longer than the other one. Boy, do I miss Eileen.
No. Oh, that's terrible. I was playing golf with a friend of mine.
Yes.
And I said, hey, let's make this more interesting. So we stopped playing golf.
Ah.
That was good.
Jim, I got new stick deodorant. The instructions said to remove the cap and push up the bottom. I can barely walk, but boy, my farts smell good. Push it up the bottom.
That was the inspiration for Salt and Peppa. Push it.
Push it real good. All right. This concludes our laughter, our hilarious comedy of the Woody and Jim Joke Off. We do it every Monday.
Here are three things you want to know.
No. Woody and Jim, that's coming up next.
Totally Hits 93.3.
Oh, we can do it now. It doesn't matter.
Oh, let's do it.
Let's just do it. All right. Let's just do it.
All right. It's the anniversary. Not a good one.
Uh-huh.
April 20th. Columbine.
Oh, that's right.
Back in the 90s. That was, 1999. Like, the world changed.
It really did.
After that time. Oh, yeah.
It was horrible.
Right? Yeah.
Now, I remember we gathered in Centennial Park.
Uh-huh.
And there were thousands of people that gathered to, like, say their, their goodbyes and to just deal with the grief.
Right.
Now it happens every day, and we just don't even...
It's so commonplace.
Sadly,
just, the world changed.
Accepted it.
Not for the better.
So strange.
Yeah. Really
it's
sad.
Awful.
Mm. They gave us an extension of our tax deadline for the state of Tennessee because of Hurricane Fern. Winter Storm Fern.
Right.
Now they've extended it again. So they say we don't have to file our income taxes in Tennessee until June 8th. So you got like,
isn't that like a week from the previous deadline?
You have like, yeah.
No, it was in May.
It was like May 22nd.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. So they gave us a couple weeks.
Yeah. So they give you just a few more days. Like whoever's figuring that out says, I'm not ready yet. Okay. Extend it again. It's
right.
Fine.
It's like they're checking with one procrastinator.
Yeah.
Right?
Eventually we won't have to file at all.
Right.
Fingers crossed.
If only.
Fingers crossed.
Yes.
Adam's our guest today. What do you got?
So the Preds are expanding Bridgestone Arena. They're going to invest $750 million.
Mm.
It's going to have a rooftop social space, retail, maybe even a hotel.
Wow.
I don't know who wants to stay in an arena, but cool. That's going to start this spring, and the phases will go through 2030.
I think that would be really convenient for teams that are coming to town,
right.
I would imagine.
I'm very curious because they're not going to impact the hockey games. But they will affect like other events,
like
music,
concerts, and things.
Oh, right, yeah, they'll have
so
to cancel.
So I'm really curious
on.
How that'll work, or where those people will go.
I guess they're probably taking advantage of the off season of the Preds.
Seems like
it. And then,
it.
Like,
yeah.
They'll stop construction when the season starts again and finish it up again next year.
They're saying a lot, like, even closing Broadway. So,
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, it'll be interesting. And things like that.
The renderings were really cool looking. So
yeah, it's going to be amazing when it's all done in, like, 70 years.
Yes.
Right? HOAs, homeowners associations, can bring out the very best in people.
Yeah.
Or the worst.
Slightly sarcastic statement, yes.
So, I don't know about you guys, but in my feed of Reels and TikToks, I seem to be getting these, like, secret recordings of people in homeowners association meetings where they're complaining about somebody in the neighborhood.
Right. And really, those are the only people that go to the meetings.
Right.
The only ones.
I always get the thing in my mailbox, oh, there's going to be a meeting. Yeah, whatever.
Pretty much, yeah. Anybody that shows up is there because they've got something to bitch
about. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this guy had an unusual problem with somebody in the neighborhood.
So the guy down the street has a llama now. And yes, I spoke to the attorney. There's nothing we can do as a documented support animal. But, and I need this on record, that llama looks at me every morning, same time.
So, yes, there's an emotional support llama in the neighborhood, and he doesn't like the way a llama looks at him.
Oh, my God.
And he's dead serious.
All right, llama, get that look off your face.
I'll accept the llama, but not with an attitude.
Take a different route. Like, why?
Maybe it's next door. You can't avoid the llama.
Oh, my God.
And the llama's looking at him, knowing what he did.
I want a judgmental llama.
Yeah. He can come live in my house.
Do llamas eat grass? I mean, they could save you from mowing the lawn and everything.
Well, I think so.
Quite possibly.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, that's emotional support.
And if it silently judges all my neighbors, I'm all about it.
Is that llama documented? I don't know. Is taking care of your landscaping. That's you better check.
That's right.
So, how is your homeowners association? What do you have one?
Yes.
And like, is it a good one? Because like, quite often they're not.
I mean, you know, to my happiness, they barely pay attention to anything. So, you know, unless somebody's doing some really flagrant thing, nobody says anything.
Yeah. I've lived with horrible homeowners associations, but my current one is great.
Right.
They're like really nice. They keep things up. They're also really like normal and not crazy. Yeah,
that's always good.
So, Adam, do you live in a homeowners association?
So, speaking of crazy.
Yes.
I don't live in a neighborhood with an HOA, but I do have a fake one, and I send out notices when things bother me.
Oh, so so all your neighbors think you have a homeowners association.
Yes, they
this
do.
This is brilliant.
Oh, that's great.
This is so brilliant.
I made a logo. I have a P.O. box. I don't really have a P.O. box. But there is a response P.O. box that they can go somewhere.
So you send them notices of violations?
Yes.
And what kind of things will you tell them that they've done wrong in the neighborhood?
Look, if you don't mow your grass, if you put tacky stuff in your yard, all kinds of just anything that makes the neighborhood look less than, I'm sending out a notice.
This is awesome. Like, and you have no authority, but you make it look like you do.
One of my neighbors has too many cars in the driveway. You're getting a notice.
So, yeah.
Oh, my God. So do you ever hear from these neighbors? Do you ever like, they're talking to you, but they're saying, I got one of these letters from the homeowners association.
I've never heard a word about it. No. Yeah.
Does it help? Do they take the advice and clean things up?
Sometimes, yes. Yes, sometimes they do. One neighbor decided they were going to just let their yard go wild. Uh-huh. It was just going to be. And I'm like, this is feral, and I'm not going to look at this every day.
Okay.
So you're getting a notice.
So you had to send pretend Brenda after them. Brenda's really mad at what you're doing.
This is brilliant.
Oh, let's all do that.
Oh, my God. This hack.
This is the second neighborhood I've done this in, actually.
Totally hits. 93.3.
It's the Woody and Jim Show. Let's play Gender Wars. Brought to you by Tree Fellers. Contact them for tree removal. You can find them at localtreefellers.com. All right, for the ladies, we have Rachel in Antioch. For the guys, we have Christopher in Franklin. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we have a warm-up question for you.
All right, want to peek into your personal lives and get a little nosy.
Oh.
Rachel, if we were walking around your place, where would we find dirty clothes laying on the floor?
I have two teenagers. There's dirty clothes everywhere.
So everywhere.
All over.
Everywhere.
You have no idea what your carpet looks like.
No.
It's covered.
It doesn't exist.
Nice.
Christopher, what about you? Where would we find the dirty clothes laying in your house?
Bathrooms. Basically, okay. Every bathroom, it seems like.
Where's that shirt? I think it's in the bathroom.
That's right.
That's always the answer. All right, you each have a screw you can use. Let's begin.
All right, we still have multiple choice. Of course, you can do that thing later. Okay. I'm okay.
What just happened?
I had that thing where you mentioned they had the screw. I was going to mention they had a screw, but I didn't repeat what you said, but now I just made it worse and more awkward. Okay, Rachel. Are official NFL footballs made by Nike, Wilson, or Adidas?
I don't know. I'm going to go Wilson.
Wilson is right.
Yes. Nice.
Good job.
All right, Christopher. Is Glow perfume endorsed by Madonna, Beyonce, or Jennifer Lopez?
Let's go with Beyonce.
Oh, no. Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez.
Okay, Rachel's got a lead.
Okay, Rachel, a guy wants to show you his Stratocaster. What is that?
An instrument?
You'd have more specific.
I know it's an instrument. I can't think of which kind. But you probably want something more specific.
Yes.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah.
Yes, name it if it's safe.
No, that's not what I meant.
Okay.
Guitar.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was a great guess.
We gave you so much grace there because we were laughing.
Thank you. Oh my gosh.
That is correct.
I'll take the grace.
It is a guitar.
I had a stroke at the beginning of the game. It was your turn. Okay, so fine. Okay. You need to get those in right if you want to stay in the game, Christopher.
All right, Christopher. Vera Wang is a designer famous for what specialty clothing?
Bridal gowns?
Yes!
Yeah, wedding dresses, right. Absolutely. Good job.
Good job.
All right, we have a game on our hands. It's 2-1. Rachel, you get this one, you can seal your victory.
Rachel, Lex Luthor is a villain who causes problems for what superhero? Hello?
Bueller?
out of time. We were looking for Superman. Okay, that means you can tie it up, Christopher, with the correct answer here.
All right, Christopher, you got this? Chunky Monkey and Chubby Hubby are varieties of what?
Ice cream.
Yeah, Ben and Jerry's.
Ben and Jerry's. Good job.
So we have a tie, right?
We do. We have to settle this with overtime. Rachel, you're still with us, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I answered it correctly, but my sound cut out, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm sorry. We didn't hear you.
That's all right. That makes up for the fact that we gave you way too much time to get instruments.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Fair. That's fair.
But here we go. It's always fun to make this game last longer.
All right. Up to 5 lines from a song. How many will you need to name this huge hit?
I'm going to go 3.
Okay. Christopher, you want to do it in less than 3 lines?
We'll try 2.
2? All right. Back to you, Rachel.
You want to try it in 1 or make him do it?
I'll let him try it.
Okay. 2 lines is what you get. Jim will read them for you, and then you'll have to give us the name of the song.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and lead them the way. Let them lead them the way.
It was Jim's turn to have a stroke. So there. Yeah. We've all had strokes.
What's that song?
What is that song?
I have no idea.
No guess.
The Greatest Love of All by Whitney Houston.
Oh.
The cheesiest lines
that
ever.
That was painful.
Yes.
That means that Rachel is our winner.
Good job, Rachel.
Nice.
Thank you.
Thank you, Christopher.
You got the Bush tickets, Rachel. This has been Gender Wars.
That's right.
With Woody and Jim.
Wrong with peril.
Totally Hits 93.3.
The man who is here who works only for compliments, the incomparable Adam Hayes.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Boring. Extremely boring.
Okay.
Yeah. But
are you complaining or are you trumpeting the fact that you had a boring weekend? Because it can be either or.
100% trumpeting.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right.
No.
I'm no not drama. Bad about it
at all. I did nothing all weekend. Yeah. That's awesome.
Woody, what about you?
Had a busy weekend. We mowed the lawn on Saturday, went to my grandson Ollie's soccer game, and then later in the day, we went to my son Jeff's house both Saturday night and Sunday night for WrestleMania.
All right.
So it's fun. I get into it a little bit, and so does all the kids. And just watching my grandkids scream at the TV is always a lot of fun.
Getting fired up.
You know, I have questions about mowing the yard.
Okay.
Did you do it all in one?
I did. I got a second. Okay. I got a second battery.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, because you had a battery that was getting you through the heart of it.
You'd get like half the lawn done, and then be. So, but yeah, I got a second battery.
Nice.
So I can continue working. But.
Yeah. Now you only have to worry about your own personal battery.
Yes. Yes. You had a big weekend, Jim.
Yeah, I had a lot of stuff going on. We went to I don't even know what you want to call it. Kind of an interview thing with a couple of comedians, mm-hmm. Albert Brooks and Kevin Pollak, if you're really into stand-up, or movies and comedy from, you know, the 1900s.
Yes.
Smith was there. This was at the Fisher Center at Belmont, and it was really great. So he was just basically telling stories about movies made and, you know, just comedians, and it was a blast.
That's cool. Sounds really fun.
Yeah,
that does sound fun.
It was really cool. Makes me want to go back and watch old movies that I haven't seen in quite a while, like Broadcast News and things like that.
Right.
Had a hockey game, and we valiantly came in second.
All right.
Okay. Nice.
Out of two,
you were the silver medalist.
Yeah.
In that one game,
but it was fun, and I hurt today.
Ah, excellent.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
There was a half marathon run in China in Beijing yesterday between humans and robots. And surprisingly, the robots won. I guess they beat the time for a half marathon by about 7 minutes that any human has ever done.
And this is a milestone because they've never won before.
Right. They've perfected the robots enough to where they can run without falling over. And I guess, they don't get tired.
No one's concerned about this. We've got racing robots now.
I'm concerned.
I'm a little concerned.
That and Waymo.
Yeah.
It's all going downhill.
Yeah. You don't like Waymo? We're going to chase you down on foot.
The robots could carry you, piggyback style.
You're coming with us one way or another.
When traffic is bad, they just run down Broadway with you on their back. See? I like this future.
Oh, my God. Wasn't there a thing where somebody was peeing off the side of one of the Nashville rooftops?
Uh-huh.
Onto security
one of the bars,
there?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
send the robot.
Send the robot.
Well, that would short circuit them if they peed on the robot.
Don't give Metro Nashville Police any suggestions.
Oh, gosh. I know. So Nashville is going all out for the 4th of July this year. It is the 250. So the Let Freedom Sing celebration is going to span 2 days instead of one, July 3rd and 4th.
Wow.
They're going to have music of every genre, fireworks, and a synchronized drone show to go with the National
Symphony. That'll be really cool.
Yeah.
Flying robots.
Those are amazing. Yeah. We're going aren't they fun and cute? Until the flying robots come out. Like, they're getting us from everywhere. Next one, they're going to be crawling out of the Cumberland.
Yes.
Ooh.
Submarine robots.
With those scooters that keep getting tossed over the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they're going to come to life.
We've been mobilizing their army for years. Adam's in the guest chair today. What do you got?
So I don't know if this is brilliant or stupid. I don't know. But a guy was buying Legos, taking out the pieces he wanted, the minifigures, the pieces he liked.
Oh, the extra collectible stuff.
Swapping them for pasta and then returning them. So if you get pasta in your Legos from Target...
if you shake the box, they sound the same.
Exactly.
Right?
It was up to $34,000 worth of Legos he stole.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's up. That's like five boxes. If you've bought Legos, you know. They're expensive.
Helping you struggle through a Monday with a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durbu, I'll go around the neighborhood.
Good thing in a small package. The Nashville Zoo celebrating the birth of its 50th clouded leopard cub.
Wow.
It's so cute.
It is the most adorable thing you've ever seen and you're about to hear. I guess since 1991, they've been breeding clouded leopards at the Nashville Zoo. So for 35 years, they've been doing this. And this latest clouded leopard cub is the 50th. So it's a huge milestone.
Wow.
They're on the verge of extinction. So we need to celebrate the work that they're doing. Here they are. They were on ABC News for this milestone. This is one of the caretakers at the zoo. Listen to this clouded leopard cub squeaking in the background.
We couldn't be more proud. So very big news, and she has a lot to say about that. She thinks it's exciting too.
She's the most beautiful thing you've ever seen. Like it'll melt you.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to see it on Wednesday. I'm going to the zoo.
You can go, you can see it through the glass in the nursery at the Nashville Zoo. And if you want to see the pictures ahead of time, you can see the kind of the photo shoot they did with the Nashville Zoo and some video. It's adorable.
What are we doing today, you guys?
Making dinner. I'm going to be cooking pork chops, I think, today.
Nice.
And then tonight I'm going to a screening of Michael.
Ah.
The biopic about Michael Jackson that comes out this weekend.
Oh, that looks really good.
Yeah. I heard it's in two parts.
Yes.
The first part goes to the point where he leaves the Jackson 5.
And then
in the second half.
For the controversial, super scandalous part of Michael Jackson's life, we have to wait a few years. They don't even have a date set for that movie. But it's just half of his life.
Right.
Do they get to the part where he ruined the word Neverland for me?
That's in the second one, I believe.
It sounds like a personal thing. It sounds like, you know.
I'm only a little bitter.
Your personal vendetta against the dead Michael Jackson.
You want to come with me?
You'll never forgive him.
They've got this booth set up at the screening where you can go alone. Parents who don't care about their children can drop them off alone with the Michael Jackson robot inside windowless van.
Yeah, remember.
Outside the theater.
I got to see the candy first before I get the van.
I wanted to name a house Neverland. And now it's just like, Pervert Central.
It. Yeah. He ruined it for you.
Allegedly.
What are you doing later, Adam?
Boring. I'm going to cook dinner. Probably need to do some yard work. Mm-hmm. And I really need to get to that oil change that I keep talking about, but I haven't done yet.
All right. Yeah.
Just get a new car.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out and be an advocate for our radio program. I'm going to talk to some people about maybe the advantages of advertising on the Woody and Jim Show.
Exciting.
Would you like us to talk about you?
Yeah, and say nice things if you give us money.
If you don't.
That's right.
You don't want to know the alternative.
That's right. Don't make us threaten you.
Best to pay.
Okay.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details. Casino.